Get ready for one of the most exciting events of the year in local sports with the HDNL postseason Dick Nicolai Tournament Championship Games taking place at Lumberjack Arena on Friday night. Hello and welcome to this week's KMUD News Sports Report. I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com. We'll have more on the Nicolai Tournament Finals in just a moment as we take a look at all of the big local sports stories of the week, including all of this week's high school basketball news, news of why it was a disappointing week for College of the Redwoods basketball, some college baseball and softball updates, and how the HDNL schools fared at last weekend's league wrestling championships. But first up, a huge crowd is expected at Lumberjack Arena on Friday night for the 2026 Dick Nicolai Tournament Championship Games. The girls' decider, which gets underway at 6 p.m, sees Arcata play Big Five rival Eureka. The two schools split their Big Five matchups this winter, with each winning on their home court. The Tigers edged the Loggers for this year's conference title. The Nicolai boys final will be played between a pair of conference champions and gets underway at 7:30. Big Five champs McKinleyville will face off against Little Four champs St. Bernard's. The Panthers have enjoyed plenty of recent success in the Nicolai tournament, having won the tournament twice in the last 3 years, including a victory over rival Arcata in last year's final. They will be playing for a fifth all-time Nicolai trophy. The Crusaders, meanwhile, have won the HDNL tournament just once, lifting the coveted trophy all the way back in 2002. They did reach the final 2 years ago, but lost to the Arcata Tigers. Both of this year's finalists won their semi-finals at College of the Redwoods on Tuesday night. St. Bernard's won a thriller, edging Del Norte 69-67 thanks to a buzzer beater by senior Tyler Heinrichs. The SB boys led by as many as 15 early in the game and by as many as 12 in the fourth quarter. But the Warriors would come storming back to make for an interesting finish, with junior Sawyer Fry getting a steal on a St. Bernard's inbound pass with 30 seconds remaining and then draining a game-tying three-pointer. But Heinrichs and the Crusaders had the final say to advance to Friday's championship game. In Tuesday's second semi-final, the McKinleyville boys comfortably took care of business against the Hoopah Warriors, winning 76-61. The Crusaders and Panthers have faced each other twice this year, with St. Bernard's winning on both occasions. St. Bernard's is 23-2 on the season, while McKinleyville is 18-8. The Dick Nicolai tournament got underway on Monday with four first-round games. In boys' action, Del Norte traveled to Arcata and won 72-68. The Warriors were the Big Five's third seed for the tournament. They had to win at Fortuna on the final night of the regular season last Friday, just to tie Eureka for third in the final conference standings, and then they had to travel to Eureka for a tournament play-in game on Saturday, which they won 70-59. In opening round action for the girls, Eureka defeated Del Norte 48-31, which was the Loggers' sixth straight win, while Ferndale defeated Hoopah 56-35. After the excitement of Friday night's tournament finals, most of the HDNL teams will turn their attention to the North Coast Section playoffs, which get underway early next week. The playoff brackets and seeds will be announced on Sunday. In local college basketball, meanwhile, it was a disappointing week for College of the Redwoods. Both CR teams played at Siskiyous on Saturday and split. The CR men won 82-67 to keep their conference championship hopes alive, but they followed that with a disappointing performance against Feather River at home on Wednesday night. The Corsairs were held scoreless for the opening 5 minutes of the game and fell 80-72 as the visitors remained unbeaten in the Golden Valley Conference and secured this year's title with the victory. The CR women lost at Siskiyous 100-84. To fall out of a tie for the conference lead. They would bounce back to beat Feather River on Wednesday by a score of 57-52, but with Butte defeating Siskiyous on the same night, the Roadrunners all but wrapped up the conference title. The CR women can clinch second in conference with a win over Lassen at home on Monday afternoon. The CR men will also play Lassen on Monday, with the women taking the court at 1 p.m. and the men's teams following at 3. Both Cal Poly Humboldt teams were also in action on Saturday at Stanislaus State. The Humboldt women made it two straight wins with a 72-61 victory, improving to 12-4 in conference and 14-8 overall, while the Humboldt men suffered a third straight loss, falling 74-67 and dropping to 10-6 in conference and 12-10 overall. Both Humboldt teams will play at home this Saturday, hosting Cal State Dominguez Hills. Switching gears, the local college softball and baseball teams were also in action this week. The CR women went 3-3 on a road trip last weekend. They opened with back-to-back losses to Cabrillo by scores of 7-2 and 11-8 before sweeping a doubleheader against Porterville, winning 6-4 and 8-5. They closed out a busy few days with a doubleheader split against Coalinga, losing game 1 8-6 but bouncing back to take game 2 10-8 in 9 innings. Redwoods is now 5-6-1 on the season. The CR baseball team, meanwhile, hosted for the second straight week, playing a 3-game series against unbeaten Ohlone and dropping all 3 games by scores of 19-8, 16-2, and 15-2. The unbeaten Renegades improved to 9-0, while CR dropped to 1-8. The Cal Poly Humboldt women, meanwhile, are in Hawaii this week. The Lumberjacks dropped a pair of one-run softball games against Hawaii Hilo on Tuesday, falling 5-4 and 7-6 in 8 innings. With the 2 defeats, the Humboldt women dropped to 3-7 on the young season, with 4 of their 7 losses coming by the narrowest of margins. And rounding out a busy week in local sports, the HDNL Wrestling Championships were held at Lumberjack Arena on Saturday. The Del Norte boys enjoyed another dominating day on the mats, securing an 8th straight league title, while the Fortuna and Arcata girls were crowned co-champs. Fortuna placed first at Saturday's tournament, scoring 129 points, with Arcata just 7 points back. However, the Tigers enjoyed the better dual meet regular season, which includes points toward the overall league title, and both schools were crowned co-champs. And that's this week's KMUD News Sports Report. Until next time, I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com.